This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MMQB.com's Albert Breer joining us here on The Fan. Albert, thanks for giving us a few minutes. How you doing today?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
We're good. We are trying to make all sorts of sense of everything that's going around with charting passes and OTAs and everything that accompanies that. But before we get into that side of things, Albert, Nick Chubb landed with the Texans this week. At one point, I believe maybe like a month ago, you said he was more name than game at this point was the worry you would have. Are you surprised that he ended up with the team this early as opposed to maybe in the middle of the season? And what do you know about how that all came together?
Do you guys disagree?
No, not at all. No. I've stolen it and used it often myself.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know. I mean, like, honestly, like, he last played a full season in, what, 22, right? Like, and like, averaged 3.3 yards per carry. He's a great player. If anybody can do it, I think we all agree it would be him, right? Like, anybody can overcome all of that. But it's just, you take age, mileage, injury history, you take all of it into account. It's just hard to – it's hard to see him being, you know, what he was a few years ago. Again, like, that's just going on history. So yeah, I mean, I think I figured it probably happened in training camp, but you know, it's good for these guys, some of the older veteran players, to get in, you know, before the summer break. So like, being able to latch onto a team, and you know, maybe like, there won't be the most opportunity there. They've already got Joe Mixon there, of course, but like, the chance to kind of carve out a role and get the playbook and put yourself in position to hit the ground running when training camp starts, all that's good stuff, you know. So it's a little earlier than I expected. I probably would have – I would have guessed, you know, you'd be looking at, you know, beginning of training camp. But yeah, here we are, and he's a Texan.
Did you ever think that we would get to the point where he wouldn't be in the league anymore? Because I can't lie, like, at some point it crossed my mind that, you know what, maybe Nick Chubb's just done.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to consider those things, you know. And sometimes it's not just that a guy can't find work. It's that, like, you know, if a guy's financially set and has had some injury history, it's, you know, you get a little selective, you know. So sometimes it can be like, just, you know, I don't want to just go play to play. Like, I want to find an ideal situation. Now, you know, for Nick Chubb, you know, the good thing is that he's going to a team that's been in the playoffs the last 2 years, won his division the last two years, and like, and you look at it, like, it's interesting. I mean, people talk about the Texans season last year like it was a dumpster fire. They were down by 1 point going in the fourth quarter at Arrowhead in the divisional round, you know, like, so I'd say it's a place like, where you got a lot of young rising talent on the roster in a place that's now won playoff games. And yeah, I don't see why, if you're them, or why if you're him, you wouldn't look at this as a great opportunity, you know, and maybe it's a plus for him too, that there's another veteran back there in Joe Mixon. So he won't have to carry as high a load, or heavy a load. I think it's a good situation for him, a good situation for the Texans, low risk for the Texans, of course. And, you know, gives you a little insurance against another guy who, of course, you know, has a lot of mileage on his legs.
Deontay Johnson spoke to the media today in Berea, and I thought it was funny, Albert. He was just like, yeah, no other team was calling. He's like, I didn't have any other options. The Browns are the only team that called, and so here I am with the Browns. And I know it's a hard sell. He can't be like, oh, this team's going to try to have a deep postseason run. Like, he knows what this roster is. But do you feel like this is a good spot for Deontay to maybe get himself a lot of opportunities, a lot of chances for some catches and receptions, and maybe rewrite some of the narrative that has been built up over the previous couple years?
Yeah, I mean, all you got to do is look at the depth chart. Like, it's there. I mean, there's going to be opportunity for young receivers to make noise. And so if that opportunity is there for those guys, then a guy coming in with a little bit more experience should have an opportunity too. I think at this point, Deontay Johnson is what he is. I think he said he had one rough year, right? Like, I would probably counter that. I don't think it's been just one year where he was a problem. I think it is buying low on a guy who has some talent and obviously at one point was super promising. You know, there's no question he can play. It's always been, does he have his head screwed on straight? You know, and that's why he's bounced around the last couple of years. And I sort of look at it as, you know, maybe he really adds something to your receiver room. If he doesn't, then, you know, no skin off your back. You just get rid of him.
We have spent a lot of time today talking about the quarterback situation. Obviously, there are four of them in minicamp right now. And so much of Shador and Dylan Gabriel has been, you know, Shador looks really good every day, and Dylan Gabriel looks a little bit better every day. And this isn't real football. It's guys in helmets and shorts and T-shirts. So how much does looking good on June 11th matter?
More than it would for in a conventional quarterback competition, I would say. Because I do think, and Kevin sort of alluded to this too, like, he's not backing away from, like, you know, we're evaluating now. Like, we're having him compete now, you know. And I think part of it is, it's interesting because I think I said to you guys a month ago, 2 months ago, like, do you think Joe Flacco is going to step aside and not want to take reps when other guys are getting work? And he's obviously agreed to do that now. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows it's going to be part of the mix. You know what I mean? Like, so I think that's why they're repping these guys and trying to figure out, like, what level they can play at. And by the way, it's not just can you compete to be the starter. It's also, like, can one of these guys be the backup, you know? Because that obviously can determine, like, who you're keeping. Like, if you do think, like, let's forget about Shador or Dylan Gabriel being the starter. If you do think one of them can be the backup, well, then that gives you flexibility to move on from one of the two veterans. If you don't think they're ready to be the backup, then obviously, you know, you probably have to keep both guys, and that complicates the situation with the rookies. Do you keep four? Do you try to sneak one through the practice squad when, you know, there might not be a great chance of him getting through there? So I think, like, for right now, like, the idea is we need to identify who can legitimately win the job at the beginning of September and then just have those guys, you know, taking most of the reps in the summer. It doesn't mean a guy can't improve over the next 6 weeks, but, you know, I think it's a little impractical to go into the end of July with a wide open four quarterback competition.
Knowing that they have four in camp right now, and we don't know what the initial 53-man roster is going to look like, and of course, knowing the history of the Browns in this position in Cleveland, if I set the over-under at 3.5 different quarterbacks start a game for the Browns this year, what side would you take?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jake.
I'd say under. I mean, I don't know. If they win, it's a non-issue. You know what I mean? Like, and I got asked on another show this week about Flacco, and is Shadur going to start a game this year? And I really believe this, guys. Like, I don't think it's just a function of how Flacco plays. It's how the team plays, you know? Because as long as the team is in contention, Kevin Stefanski, to be able to kind of keep his guys playing, you got to play the best player. You know what I mean? Like, as long as you're playing games that matter, like, it's incumbent on you to go and play the best guy. And, like, you know, if that guy's Joe, great. If it's Kenny, great. If it's one of the rookies, great. Like, but you do owe it to the other guys in the locker room to give them the best option for as long as you're in contention. If you start experimenting, they're going to know about it. That's going to be a problem for you. You know, so I think that part of it, like, you know, to me, like how many quarterbacks are going to take real snaps this year is a function of where the team is at. Like, if they start 0-6 and their schedule is really tough the first 6 weeks, well, then it could be all kinds of experimentation. I think they're going to hang around for longer than that, which is why I'd say under. But, you know, if it falls apart quickly, then, you know, you could have a lot of experimentation, which means a lot of different guys are in there and starting games.
Albert Breer joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's the biggest miss from mandatory minicamp? Is it Trey Hendrickson? Is it TJ Watt? Or is it Terry McLaurin?
Well, Micah showed up. So that's a good question. I think it's Hendrickson. I think Watt and McLaurin are going to be taken care of. And I think, like, this is probably mostly just posturing right now. Terry is too important to what the Commanders have built. Terry has invested too much into that franchise. I just don't see any other result than them getting something done. And TJ Watt's been beat up, but he has played 17 games the last 2 years. He does have over 30 sacks the last 2 years. And, you know, like, I think beyond just that, like, the fact that he can still play, there's also, you know, like, the fact that he just went and got Aaron Rodgers puts everybody into win now mode. Like, there's a new sense of urgency when you go and get Aaron Rodgers. And I find it pretty hard to believe that you could be playing games with TJ Watt in the middle of August and messing with that when you got so much on the line this year. So I'd say it's Hendrickson, just because that's the most complicated one. That's the one that's lasted three off seasons. That's the one that's the most contentious. So I'd say it's Hendrickson.
With Aaron Rodgers now being in Pittsburgh, and I think that part of what he was in New York last year is overblown. Like, he wasn't as bad as that Jets record may suggest. But if he's the same guy for the Steelers that he was last year for the New York Jets, what do you think their ceiling is?
I mean, you're talking about the guy in December or the guy in September?
The guy in September.
The guy in September is not great. The guy in December was starting to look like himself again. You know, so, like, I think those are two different things. Like, I think if, like, the guy that played against the Texans on Halloween night, the guy, I had the Patriots game early in the season. The Patriots were terrible, so I don't know if you even count that one. But the Jaguars game at the end of the year, he made some real high-level throws. You know, the way he played against Miami, like, there were enough signs there where, like, you know, he had the Achilles he's coming back from. Then he hurts his hamstring. So he's dealing with a lot of things early in the year and kind of getting his footing back underneath him. If what the Steelers are betting on comes true, I think, you know, you've got a pretty high-level quarterback out there. Like, I think the guy can still really throw it. I think the Steelers' offensive line has a chance to be pretty good. Like, they've spent a lot of capital building that thing up. The two first-round tackles they have, I think, have a chance to be good. Broderick Jones and Troy Fitano, who didn't even play for them last year because of the injury. You know, Zach Frazier, I think, has got a chance to be maybe one of the best young centers in all of football this year. And you got DK Metcalf. So I think that there's a good infrastructure around him, good coaching around him. Like, I think he has a chance to be pretty good this year. Like, is he going to be, you know, Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Jackson? You know, probably not, but I think he could definitely be in the level right below if what we saw in December was real and if he can stay healthy.
What'd you make of Chris Sims quickly? And you don't have to if you don't want to, but Chris Sims saying Mahomes is his fourth best quarterback for the upcoming season?
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got him fourth.
Chris. I love Chris because Chris doesn't give a crap what anyone else thinks. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I really respect that because I think, I I've been in these situations before. I'll give you guys a great example. Like, I don't know if you guys saw my mock draft a day before. I think it went up on the Wednesday of draft week, right? But I didn't have Shadur in the first round. And it really looks really, really smart right now. But I would tell you, like, I had a good idea. There's a really good chance he was going to fall out. But, like, there was that in the back of my head. Like, I'm going to look like a real idiot if I don't put him somewhere here. And he winds up going, right?
Yeah.
So I really battled with that a little bit. Like, and I know other people who really know what they're doing with this stuff. Like, I know a couple other guys that did, like, sort of the same thing. Like, where, like, you're thinking about those things, you know? And I know when you're putting together these lists, there's always that, like, well, this is going to be a lot less trouble for me if I do this. Now, I'm not saying I'm a hero for leaving Shadur out of the first round, because I've definitely done those things before where I've like kind of been like, ah, like, do I really want to like kick that hornet's nest? But I if that's what Chris really believes, I know people think he's stirring you know what by doing this, but if that's what he really believes, like, I don't have any problem with it. I like dissenting opinions. So would I put Mahomes number four, to be clear? No, I wouldn't. but I do respect people who are willing to stick their neck out there and, you know, evaluate these things independently. I'm not a scout, so I don't do the same sort of evaluating of things that Chris does, but no, I respect somebody having the, you know what, to do that.
Yeah, no question. Albert, fantastic insight as always. We appreciate you giving a few minutes and we'll catch up with you later. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, good stuff. Albert Breer right there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We're at to what he had to say about the quarterbacks. A couple interesting nuggets in there. We had the Gardos coming up in about 25 minutes as well. It's Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.